We're about to read Kinochaf, hey, 25, which is written by Rav Kleina Mesmer Behuda, who wrote about the Xeris that happened in the Crusades, in the communities, in Ashkenaz, Ashpira, Ramaizog, Mensog, which is not just that specific time period, of that specific moment in history, which of course was very traumatic and very painful in the history of the Jewish people. There's a big discussion about Tisha B'Av being the makor, is being the source of every single pain in a person's life. Can't do it. Which is all stems and all comes back to the Chet of the Meraglim itself. Which is why you see many times the Baba Rebbe, he wrote Akina, he wrote Lamentations about the Holocaust. The Sfardim, they speak about the history of Gerusha Sfarad, of the expulsion from Spain. There was even a discussion in the early beginning, the State of Israel, should they even have a Yom HaZikaron? Because maybe they already have Tisha B'Av. Because Tisha B'Av and Rav Soloveitchik, from why you actually felt very strongly not to institute a new day. Because we have already one day in the Jewish calendar that everything is included and everything subsumes and everything is into that and is underlying in that is the pain of Tisha B'Av itself. It's a national pain. And it's not just on a national level, because to be honest, it's very hard on a national level to feel something that's so amorphous. How do we feel pain after 1,958 years? How do we feel pain at a certain point? I mean, how much more can you nuts out from the Harugi Malchus? How much more can we do? I mean, yes, Baruch Hashem, we people were able to still feel that. But we're a very jaded generation. We're very, very incapable. I don't want to sound so negative, but it's very hard to get to a place where you actually feel it. But I think if it's helpful, the person can maybe use the tools to understand it, because it's not just a national, it's also tragic on a personal level as well. We could take 2 points of that. 2 points, number one, every single person here has had a moment of pain, of difficulty, of challenge. And if you can hone in on that pain, not just on a grand scale, but on a personal pain, where the moment that something fell through, a job that were you hoping was hoping to be able to go, and unfortunately, it didn't go. A diagnosis, a pain, something that you were waiting for, something that you were waiting for, anything that was painful, that could be something that you can mischaber to and understand, how can I reach that place? Because I'll tell you why. Pain, you know, the Western world has it very, very wrong. We think that, you know, love is the language of, you know, the universal language of everything. It's not true. Pain is universal language. Because what makes you happy doesn't necessarily make me happy. If I go to your wedding, it's your wedding. It's not necessarily my wedding. I'm happy for you, but I'm not happy myself. But pain is a universal concept. We can all understand what pain is. Unless you have a medical issue, you understand what pain is. And if you can mischaber to that nekuda, if you could look at pain as a siva, as a reason, as an opportunity to connect, then you can actually, through the personal pain, rise to the national pain as well. That's why we find that the Medrash says, I mean, this is actually Paskin HaPi Halacha, that we don't say Tachzon and Erev Tisha B'Av. Why, says all the Mefarshim? Because it's Nikra Moyed. It's considered to be a Moyed. Moyed, as we know, the word oil Moyed is a word of meeting place. That the Moyed of Tisha B'Av is a different form of Moyed. Obviously, you have a Moyed of Yom Tov, a Moyed you meet, you go to Yerushalayim, that's where you bring Karbanis. But Tisha B'Av also is an Amoyed because we can meet together in our pain. We can find how we can be able to mischaber to each other and how to raise each other up, because the highest form of pain is that pain that connects to others. We have it wrong. We say, if you don't feel my pain, you don't understand my pain. No. If a person is able to mischaber to that nekuda, with that pain within yourself, you can reach the highest level, which is why there is this idea that Tisha B'Av is the source of all pain. Because what would the Meraglim do ultimately? They couldn't understand the pain. Their pain was they went into Eretz Yisrael, they couldn't understand what they were seeing, and they came back and they scared Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael was, to be honest, freaking out. They didn't know what to do. And they said, Mibli and Klarim, it's not, Hashem, you know, why is he bringing us out to the Midbar to kill us? Why is Moshe doing this to us? They couldn't understand it. So the pain, they couldn't understand what to do with that pain. And what did they do instead? Let's appoint a new leader and let's go back to Mitzrayim. They didn't know how to properly use and utilize pain. When a person knows how to properly utilize it, it can be some of the most greatest tikkun a person can have. Trauma is an opportunity for growth. Difficulty is an opportunity for growth. Pain is an opportunity to mischaber to Klal Yisrael. And that's what the idea one could have when reading the what seems to be just words we don't really understand, which history we can't really understand. Although, to be honest, I think we're past that point. 3 years ago, October 7th really did bring back to us any image you want to understand. It was in 4K to understand what it means that you had people that are soinate Klal Yisrael, that wanted to cause and elicit as much pain as possible. And they did it on full blast for everyone for the world to see, and the world celebrates it. Just like it celebrated 1,000 years ago, just celebrated 800 years ago, like it's been celebrating for thousands of years. If you mischaber to that pain, to that nekuda, it can be a very, very powerful experience. Mr. Hashem.